From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama traveled to Denver today, where he has signed into law the $787 billion economic stimulus bill sent to him by Congress last week. The president called it a balanced plan, which he said contains a mixture of tax cuts and investments and represents a new level of transparency and accountability.
With a recovery package of this size comes a responsibility to assure every taxpayer that we are being careful with the money they work so hard to earn. And that's why I'm assigning a team of managers to ensure that the precious dollars we've invested are being spent wisely and well.
The president promised to continue the effort to boost the economy, including a plan to help people stay in their homes. Speaking on Air Force One on the way to Denver, the president's press secretary, Robert Gibbs, said the White House isn't ruling out another economic stimulus plan. He said there are currently no plans in the works. General Motors and Chrysler are due to submit their restructuring efforts to the U.S. Treasury today. Both companies are expected to say they will cut more jobs, close plants, and reduce dealerships. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
Both Chrysler and GM say people would stop buying their vehicles if they file for bankruptcy. Auto industry analyst Eric Merkel says the companies may have to mention it as an option to show they're being realistic, given the terrible tumble in auto sales. But he says bankruptcy could cost taxpayers much more than federal loans, and it would be a huge mess if GM failed while in bankruptcy.
The government would be first in line for GM's assets, but I don't know what the government would do with a transmission plant in Ypsilanti.
Congress told the automakers to get concessions from investors and the UAW, but negotiations have been difficult. Merkel thinks the companies will get a little more time to reach the deals if they need it. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
Iraq's Independent Election Commission says it has reviewed most complaints about last month's elections for provincial council and that none will affect the results. The commission says it will release the final vote tallies on Thursday. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
The election was held to choose members of Iraq's provincial councils, which are roughly equivalent to state legislatures in the United States. But it was widely seen as a forecast of what may happen when Iraq holds national elections later this year. The vote was largely peaceful, and election officials said today that it was also free from major fraud. The head of the Election Commission said officials decided to throw out about 60 of the more than 40,000 boxes of ballots, but that was because of failure to follow election procedures rather than deliberate fraud. Some political groups, especially in Iraq's western Anbar province, have charged that there was extensive vote rigging in their area and threatened not to accept the results. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 297 points today. The Nasdaq lost 63 points. This is NPR. President Obama signed off on additional troops for Afghanistan today. The president has agreed to send one additional Army brigade as well as more Marines to the region. One official said that translates to around 12,000 additional combat troops. The announcement is part of the initial installment in what is expected to be a larger influx of U.S. forces to the region. Officials say the deployment will put more U.S. troops on the ground ahead of warmer weather that often brings increased fighting in Afghanistan. The founder of Laura Ashley Fashion and Home Furnishings has died. As Larry Miller reports from London, he was credited with building the brand into a global business.
Sir Bernard Ashley took his wife Laura's flair for design and sold it. After a trip to Italy in 1953, she designed some headscarves with a small investment in a screen, dyes, and linens. The business grew from there. Bernard Ashley once said they were two suburban kids who wanted the whole world. In retail terms, they achieved their goal. By the time his wife Laura died in 1985, they had 200 stores in 12 countries. 5 years later, the group had its first loss. Expansion into the U.S. was difficult due to changing fashions and management clashes. A former chairman of the business said Bernard had the drive, Laura had the better judgment. The Laura Ashley brand was sold to a Malaysian company in 1998. Bernard Ashley was 82 when he died at his home in Wales. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Satellite radio company SiriusXM has been saved from bankruptcy. That's after Denver-based Liberty Media agreed to lend Sirius $530 million in exchange for a 40% equity stake in the company. Liberty Media is controlled by cable mogul John Malone and sees few direct synergies but possible marketing possibilities. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.